Speaking of meeting people, we have another than our good friend, comic Guy Seidel, on the phone with us right now. Hello, Guy.
What's happening?
So we understand that you are going to meet Nickelback tomorrow, going to the Nickelback.
correct.
Okay. Yes. And are you prepared for your street cred to take this vicious hit?
I don't think it's going to take a big hit.
Okay.
Well, because okay. Why?
I'm not. To clarify, I'm not a Nickelback fan per se. I know the four or five songs, whatever, that they blasted out on the radio everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But I'm also not a Nickelback hater. Like, I don't know how or why they became the band that's like the cool band to hate.
That's what my suspicion was, that you were kind of like not into the hate on Nickelback.
All right, so I mean...
Go ahead, sorry. I don't necessarily like them, and I can see why people don't like them. They're kind of middle of the road vanilla rock, but I don't understand how they became the band that's like so hateable, so easy to hate.
Well,
maybe it's because they got a dumb name.
It is a dumb name.
That is a dumb name.
But it's also because all the songs sound the same is why a lot of people hate
them.
That's
right. Yeah, there's a reason.
Every Imagine Dragons song sounds the same.
Yeah, well,
that's not true. I can name a million Imagine Dragons songs that sound different from each other.
1 million is what he can name. 1 million.
I can name you a million Nickelback songs that sound different.
Go.
1 million.
Does not sound like Side of a Bullet.
All right, well, we just...
I don't even know those songs.
This sounds the same as the song we just played before. Anyways, you know, I don't want to argue it, but what I think is interesting, though, is that for some people, like for you, it sounds like you're neither underwhelmed or overwhelmed. You're just going to be regular-whelmed with...
Yeah, I'm just curious.
But like for some people, like meeting the King of Luxembourg would be a really, really big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I'd kind of be like, oh, that's the King of Luxembourg.
Nice to meet you, Your
or
Highness.
Or like saying, you're going to meet the world's biggest cricket player. I'd be like, okay.
But a cricket player is going to lose their minds over...
Right. So for you and the other 17,000 soccer moms...
Mm-hmm. Wearing Affliction jeans.
You know, you're going to be somewhat psyched to see and meet Chad Kroeger of Nickelback.
to be honest with you, I kind of feel guilty because this ticket is wasted on me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm gonna go meet this band when there's other people who would like literally kill to do that, and I'm just kind of like, eh. But also, I'm kind of like, I don't know. That'll be neat. It'll be something to talk about when I'm older.
Yeah.
I'm all about experiences.
I think it's.
I would go meet Imagine Dragons. I would go meet all these other bands that I don't. Really
not
care
after
for.
What you just said about Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, you
Dragons,
can't. You don't get to. Not. No. We'll make sure that does not happen.
I'm going to do it, and then I'm going to rub it in your guys' face.
Okay.
Somehow.
Well, if anything interesting happens, please like text us and let's talk about it on Monday.
I'm gonna hit up Chad Kroeger to go. We're gonna go do some hookers and blow.
Perfect.
All right. Yeah, because you know, very few. There's a lot of women in Draper
uh-huh.
who are walking their dogs, listening to you right now, going, "I wish I would kill to be in that douche's shoes right now."
That's the only time anyone ever wants to be in my shoes.